What up, world? It's your boy E letting you know we are now proud members of the Visionaries Global Media family. That's right, catch us Wednesdays on Visionaries Global Media.
Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
What up, high fivers? It's your boy Eric Frieds telling you to tune in to ROH Revelry with Tom and Will every Saturday. This is Nattering with E with your host, Eric Friedlander.
This is Frigid A with Eric and SJ.
What up, world? It's your...
Ready?
What up, world? It's your... What up, world? It's your... Okay, we're
working. Are we able to start? Are we able to start over?
Yeah, yeah, 100%, 100%. I'm completely leaving this.
I don't know what happened there. It blanked out.
No, no, I purposely went silent. Okay, I'm totally leaving this in, by the way. It's pre-production, going into recording here. So, oh geez, SJ is gone. Okay, we will be right back. SJ, are you there? Hello? Hello?
Oh my God.
I still have the recording on, so they can see how funny pre-production going into production is. Okay, so we're going to try this again.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay, we're going to try this again. All right, 3, 2, 1. What up, world? It's your...
The girl, SJ.
And your boy, E, coming at you from the Nattering with E studios, presenting you another episode of Frigid A on the Nattering with E network. SJ and I are going to be talking about our various lists about why our provinces are so great or not so great. But also, we're just going to banter as we do, because it's our podcast. And as the poet High Five Tom says, we can do whatever the F we want to do. So, SJ, yes. After that epic introduction, which I'm totally keeping in here. we'll work on. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I thought I left you again on there. Oh my gosh, did I accidentally close it?
No. It was so funny because as you'll hear in the beginning of the episode, like 30 seconds ago, I was literally like, "What up, world? It's your..." And then I stopped, and you thought that there wasn't anything there, so you hit exit and then came back in. But it was just me queuing up.
Examine air, check your microphone. I can't hear you.
Phenomenal. Oh man. Fantastic. All right, so. As you can tell, it's been a fun couple of minutes bantering before the show and now into the show, and so SJ, what's going on, my friend? How's everything in the world of SJ?
So far, so good. You know, I'm just like, as I told everybody, I'm kind of recovering from a little back injury, and but yeah, other than that, everything's going good. I'm counting down till I see Seth Lander on Saturday this week. So I'm pretty excited to go to that WPW show.
Nice. That's awesome. Now, I know that Silesia, who's my hero, is fighting mm-hmm. your hero, Steph. So because
it means
you...
war. No, I'm kidding.
Well, I was going to ask, because you and Steph are besties now, does this mean Silesia's title is at risk of some shenanigans?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll have to talk about it on the next podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Actually, speaking of shenanigans, so I had the pleasure of going to this thing called Retro Wrestling, hosted by Freedom Wallace from Junction Wrestling. Mm-hmm. So get this. He puts on monthly. He somehow digitized like the entire wrestling library of an old mom and pop store called Video 99, where
Okay.
he essentially he digitized every match from like 1975 to like 19 like to 2000. So monthly, a bunch of people meet up and they get to watch his library. So
Nice.
yeah, it was pretty cool. It's pretty cool. So my friend Dan, who we might eventually have on the show, if we can ever convince him to come, he's gonna debut with them to be a guess, yeah. Sorry, I'm reading something from Tom at the same time. I should actually close every other window while we're recording so that I'm not distracted. Anyways, with Dan, he's supposed to debut as a referee at one of the upcoming Junction City shows, which is pretty cool.
Oh, neat. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's so yeah, they'll show him the ropes and stuff. Last time Freedom Wallace and his cousin were out at Junction City, they lost the tag titles to Space
Okay.
Monkey and Stone Wallace and Stone and Stonewall, I think his name is. Anyways, long story short, I'm convinced that the only reason this guy Freedom has my pal Dan coming on the show is so that he can have his personal Earl Hebner referee screw my guy's space adventure out of the tag titles. So
Yeah, didn't you say you were watching WrestleMania 3 or something?
oh yeah, WrestleMania 4.
Or 4, sorry. Yeah.
What else do we watch? The formation of the Hart Foundation.
Nice.
Steamboat versus Greg Valentine, stuff like that. You know what's interesting?
Ooh, that's a classic.
Yeah, you know what's interesting watching those classic matches is like seeing that product like 30, 40 years ago to today, completely different, eh?
It really is. It really is. A lot more slid back in the day. Now you can't really do much because people get butt hurt.
Yeah, in terms of promos and even like the in-ring action, like it wasn't so much like gang warfare or like cheating and things like that. It was more like if they cheated, it was like hooking the tights. It wasn't like as many low blows or things like that. So
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So before we get into our list, my question is this: what's Manitoba's wrestling scene like? Like, is it thriving or is it only a couple or?
It's okay. We have a couple of different promotions. We have like CWE, and we have WPW. Those are the only two I've actually ever seen within the city. I don't know if there's any other ones. But I know I went to a couple of CWE ones because Kenny Omega was there. And WPW, I think this is actually my first time going to one because they always sell out fast.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. So thankfully, a friend of mine on Twitter told me about it. As soon as he told me, I'm like, hey, game tickets.
Yeah.
And he knew ahead of time, like that Steph was coming. So he's like, hey, I know you like Steph. He's like, yeah, they go on sale this day, just so you know. I'm like, thank you.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
There's a promotion here called Smash. I don't know if you've heard of them before, but they I think they go across Canada too, but they're having what's called a Smash Palooza, which it's running the same days as WrestleMania. So get this, for 40 bucks Canadian, which is probably like what, 10 bucks American,
Yeah. Damn exchange rate.
you can watch both you can watch both nights of Smash Palooza, and after the shows are finished, you get to watch the WrestleManias at the place where they're hosting the shows with the wrestlers.
That is so cool. Like, that's such an experience. Like, have you ever experienced it yet?
No, I've never gone. Like I used to be afraid to go solo to things, but now that I'm like 35, I'm like I can just cry in my car ahead of time and then I'll be fine. I'll go.
What? Honestly, I don't even care if I go by myself. If nobody wants to go to me, fuck them. I'm going anyway.
That's fair. That's fair.
Like just like WPW this weekend. No one's going with me. I'm like, fuck you guys. I'm going anyway. I don't care.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've been trying to convince Jordan who we were going to do the zombies wrestling one with. I mean, the zombies podcast. So he also does Yentas with me. I'm always trying to convince him to join, but his schedule's been quite busy recently. Actually, speaking of zombies, I wanted to mention to you, I mentioned to Jordan earlier, but there's a new Rick and Michonne show out.
Mm-hmm.
How do you like it?
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it yet because you need the AMC streaming extra crap to watch it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
I'm not going to pay extra money to watch it. Like, I mean, I'll just check, like, I'll just read about it online.
Yeah, there's probably a streaming thing that comes out for it eventually, I would think.
Well, yeah, exactly, right? So why waste my money?
Yeah. I've always found it interesting that, like, Walking Dead, like, that whole zombie genre has, like, so many spin-offs, and there's tons and tons of zombie movies and shows. But then, like, Game of Thrones, you gotta wait for, like, 3 years between shows. It's like, give me the spin-off right now, please. Like, it's all I want. So.
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Oh, man.
So, going into the show. So, hello and welcome to another episode of Frigid A on the Nattering with E Network, a proud member of the Visionaries Global Media. Yes, that's right. If you didn't hear on previous episodes, or if you're new to the podcast, thank you so much for listening. SJ and I totally appreciate it. And we wanted to let you know that besides listening to us on Nattering with E on Spotify and Podbean, you can also find us on Visionaries Global Media. If you type in Vis Global Media on wherever you get your podcasts, we'll be up there on Wednesdays and sometimes other days too, depending on our schedules. So as I noted earlier, SJ and I will be discussing the things we love and maybe don't love about our provinces. As two Canadians on nearly opposite sides of the country, SJ will tell us about Manitoba and any other provinces she's been to, and I'll be talking about Ontario. So, as always, because Canadians are gentlemanly, actually, SJ, I know it's an audio-only podcast, but you want to rock, paper, scissors over who goes first?
Sure, let's go.
All right.
You ready? One, two, three. Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, you go first. You go first.
Okay.
We're working on it. Eventually, right, we're going to meet in person and we're going to record, and it'll be smooth as hell by that point. So.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Anywho, so what I have to talk about Winnipeg. So in Winnipeg here, we have this thing, and it's called socials. I don't know if you ever heard that we do socials here in Winnipeg. And pretty much what it is, it's a fundraiser for pretty much anything. You can fundraise for your wedding. You can fundraise for animal fundraisers, like anything pretty much. All you got to do is get a liquor license and pay for the hall. You're good to go.
That's amazing. So it can be anything. It's not just like a stag and doe, for instance. Like as you said, raising money for charity. As long as you have a liquor license, and you're good to go.
Yeah, like you can get a liquor license where you can keep the money from off of the booze you sell at the event.
Mm-hmm.
And you put it towards your wedding or whatever. I've had my share of socials throughout the years. I actually have 3 coming up this year. And yeah, pretty much all you do is you buy tickets for it. Usually a lot of people charge about $10 to $15 for tickets, depending on if they have, like, you know, a good food option or not. Because sometimes I'll give a shout out to, like, some of the Filipino socials I've been to. Lots of food. Tons of food.
Lots of pork, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Spring rolls, ponset, everything. Like, everything on, like, in the Filipino cuisine you'll find at the Filipino socials. It's so good. And then, like, and pretty much the event holders that are throwing the social, what they can pretty much do is they can make like prize baskets for auction prizes as well.
Oh, wow.
So pretty much like you're like say like if there's a you're making money for your wedding, you and your bridal party can each make a basket for the event, and then like people that come to your social buy tickets to enter these draws for these prizes.
That's awesome. So, can anybody go to these things, or is it normally like you gotta know the people?
No, anybody can. As long as you buy a ticket, you're welcome.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
So it's pretty cool. Like there's a lot of good food, and it's pretty much like to have a DJ spinning music and you're dancing, drinking, eating, being social. Like, it's like sometimes some socials even have like these nice like photo booth areas where you can take funny photos with like pieces and stuff, and then they make money off of that too. And yeah, it's really good. Like me and Doug had a Halloween social before our wedding.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think we made about it was about $8,000 we made.
That's great.
Yeah, and that all went towards our wedding.
That's nice. So did people dress up as like Halloween characters, or were they still in like
Yeah,
suits and all that?
you have like a costume contest. Like, you give costume prizes. Like for example, when we had ours, we had like best women, best men's, and best couples. And they it was like first, second, and third place. Like we had first place was like $100, second place was 75, third place was 50.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah, so we can give away money and everything. And there's only one social that stands out to me really well that I've went to one year. It was really cool because because usually at these socials they have a late lunch after you've been drinking, just to feed you so you can drink more. But
Amazing.
anyways, yeah, and there was one late lunch that they had one year, and I just absolutely loved it because it was like no effort whatsoever. They had pizza, taco in the bag, and McDoubles.
Amazing, amazing.
And that's what a lot of a lot of drunk people crave usually late at night. So I thought that was awesome. I'm like, hell yeah, tacos in a bag, I'm down.
It's when you find out if like the vegans or vegetarians are really vegan or vegetarian is like when they're drunk and what's their drunk late night food. So.
Yeah, but on a sad note though, like since I've been going to socials, I've been going to socials since I was like 16 years old. And since I've been going to socials, I've never won a prize, ever.
Well, you're only 17, so I mean, you got time, right?
Oh yeah, I'm only 17. Yeah, I
Yeah.
wish. But no, like I said, I haven't won any prizes. I buy tickets all the time for these prizes and I never freaking win. So like usually my sisters are good at winning, but not me.
Nice. Nice. That's
Yeah,
great.
so that's one thing that's a plus for Winnipeg. You can fundraise for things like your wedding, your like animal shelters, anything, like pretty much. As long as you get your license, liquor license and everything for it, you're good to go.
That's awesome. Yeah. For my thing, I would say our biggest thing's probably like TIFF, like Toronto International Film Festival.
Nice,
That
yes.
brings in so many people, just from a tourism standpoint. And like we have festivals and things like that too. The socials I'm not too familiar with if we do stuff like that, because I find in Ontario that a lot of the different neighborhoods are like ethnicity or religion background, if that makes any sense. Like that's not to say anybody can't go to these things, but like there's areas like Little Israel, little India, little Portugal, a lot of littles.
Little Italy, Chinatown.
For Ontario, I mean, for Toronto specifically being so big, there's a lot of littles there. There's a lot of So if you're short, we
Okay.
welcome you. We welcome you if you're short, basically. But yeah, TIFF's great.
So for TIFF, right? Like,
Yeah.
can anybody go, or you have to buy tickets for it, or be on a guest? Like, how do you get in on that?
So TIFF it works basically. You have to buy tickets to the actual movies, but
Okay.
I know for a time if you were either a student or like a senior, you could literally go into these movies. You could watch as many for free. You just get like free tickets if you go during the day. But then in the evening, you'd have to like buy passes and things like that. I actually volunteered at a couple of TIFFs over the years. They were kind of strict. It was, I'm not knocking it or anything, but I found after a couple of years, I was like, you know, I'd rather be a fan than be someone who's volunteering, because there's too many people. I found on a power trip a little bit, but you come from work, you're kind of tired and you want to do your shift, and then you have like these people who all they do is volunteer, for instance, and they become a manager and they're just like, hey, you can't take a break because I don't like you. And it's like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. But then to flip it on a positive note, there's an option that you can do where you can be an usher within the actual theater. So they just say, hang off to the side and you can watch the movie if you want. So that's pretty cool if you're looking at movies and things like that.
Nice. That is so cool. Because yeah, I've heard so much about TIFF and everything, and you guys get like all the big stars and everything. I remember there was one time I saw Ryan Reynolds was at one year, and yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, actually,
not gonna lie, kind of jealous.
Actually, I think I told you and Brendan the story last. I think it was the last time we recorded. Yeah, where I met Henry Cavill, not realizing it was Henry Cavill.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah. So I was like, oh my god, so cool. Because he didn't dress up as like any of his characters. He just was wearing like a nice shirt and some like slacks and a cap, right? And some glasses.
Yeah.
So it was like you never would have known. He literally looked like Clark Kent, not Superman. So
nice.
But yeah, what's your next one for your favorite part?
So another thing that I really do enjoy is that every year in August, we get this 2-week festival. It's called Folklorama. And pretty much what it is, it's like, how can I explain it? It's like a cultural festival, like where you can, you know, pretty much travel like around the world without even traveling. Like without needing a passport, pretty well. So all these venues, they host these things called pavilions, and at these pavilions, they have like all kinds. There's like they have like an Italian pavilion, they have a Greece pavilion, Aboriginal pavilion, Chinese pavilion, like so many different pavilions you can go to. And pretty much when you go to these pavilions, you're able to have like try the cultural food. You're able to watch a cultural show. You're able to buy like some cultural like souvenirs like that, like are from that culture.
Yeah. That's
So it's pretty cool. Like, and they have it every August for 2 weeks. I've had my share of going to Folkoramas and the food is always amazing. My favorite one was probably have to be the Italian one, because I remember when we went to the Italian one, there was this like a little old Italian lady. She's sitting there, and then I went to go buy like a thing of lasagna. It was a big thing of lasagna, right? I'm like, holy crap, like, you know, that's gonna take forever to finish. Then when she, oh no, there, you have another. So she gave me like two big ass things of lasagna. I'm like, okay. Yeah, like she wasn't even my gram, and she was making me eat.
exactly.
But it's really great. Like like I said, you can learn. It's a great way to learn different cultures and a way to try different cultural foods. And you can buy tickets for it. Like they have like world visas you can buy for like I think $50, where you can access all of them at any time. They sell individual tickets for each pavilion if you want to go to one or two. Like, you know, it's pretty cool. My sister, when she used to work at the bank, they would actually always give her free passes and tickets. So she would always call me and say, hey, you know, which one you want to check out? I got tickets. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. I'll take some of those. Folkorama is pretty popular. Like a lot of people come from all over the world just to experience it. They even have like, this bus tour you can join where it takes you to all of them. You pay extra money and you're in this bus and you get like VIP treatment and everything and stuff like that. Yeah, it's really cool.
That's amazing. Yeah, we have something similar here. I think it's called Summerlicious, and there's also Winterlicious, where you can go around and try various restaurants for different cuisines, similar to what you were saying. There's also, but that one you for sure have to pay for. I think they give you a discount at the actual restaurants because it's like Summerlicious menu or Winterlicious menu. So,
Nice.
yeah, we also have this thing called the Beer Passport, where I think it's like $2, but you can go to every brewery and you get like this like map of like every brewery in Ontario, and you can like go and get $2 beers from each brewery to taste test, and it's all over the place, so that's pretty cool too.
That is so awesome. Holy crap.
It's good at the
That's
time, but
so
it's good at the time, but not for my liver. But hey, what can you do? Yeah.
good. Yeah, hey, you only live once.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Oh, that's cool.
So another great thing about sports, which you'll shake your head at this, even though we're on an audio podcast, is the sports teams. This is the home of the Toronto Maple Leafs, which I absolutely adore. Everybody else seems to hate across Canada because the Leafs are seen as the biggest team. They haven't won a Stanley Cup in God knows whoever. I think it's close to 60 years. But anyways, no matter what, it's always Leaf country in this area. I remember when the Raptors won the NBA championship, and like they had this massive parade, and people were coming around from, I think, even Manitoba, but like across Canada, even the States, were just like, "Oh my God, I want to be a part of this moment. It's so cool." And I forget if it was that specific day that they had the parade, or the day after was when the Leafs signed John Tavares from the Islanders. And like immediately,
Yes.
the Raptors had just accomplished winning a title in their sport. As soon as the Leafs signed someone, it's like, oh, hey, that was so good for you. It's like, you know, when you're it's like, you know, when you're talking to someone and you think like, this is a bad example, but say speed dating, for instance. It's like you're talking to someone and you're thinking it's going well, and then they see the person that they're actually there to see, and they're like, "Oh yeah, nice talking to you. Nice talking to you." So that was literally when the Raptors won the title. They win the title, and of course, this guy who hasn't won in New York comes in and signs with the Leafs, and they're like, "Hey, we care about this dude more." It's like, oh man.
Not
Oh,
only that, too, Maple Leafs is also one of the oldest hockey teams in the NHL, too.
yeah. They used to be known as the Toronto
I only know
Arenas.
that because
So sorry,
I
sorry.
remember I only know that because my dad.
Oh yeah. That's great. Was he a Leaf fan, or
Wait, what?
was he a Leaf fan?
Oh no, he wasn't. He was a Boston fan.
Oh man. Oh man. I
But
was
no, he
gonna.
was the one that gave me my brief about it.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. That's great. Yeah. What was I gonna say? Apparently, the Leafs were known as the Toronto Arenas prior to becoming the Maple Leafs. And so, in the history of the NHL, they're known as like the first team to give up a goal. Of course, it's the Leafs.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So later in the before we get back into SJ's next positive about Manitoba, we have a little game we're gonna play later called How Frigid Are You? And this is a series of questions that I'll ask SJ this time, and then if we get future guests, we'll ask them those questions too, and next week, even SJ can ask me the question. So yeah. But anyways, back to Manitoba.
We're kind of testing the questions out. Anyways, okay, back to Manitoba. Then we'll go back to Ontario later. So another thing that I really enjoy about living in Manitoba is that we have this this famous chicken sauce. I've told you about it. And it's called a honey dill. And pretty much what it is, it's like a very popular dipping sauce that was formed here in Manitoba itself. And it's only, and we're the only province that has it. It's pretty much just like mayonnaise, honey, and dried dill weed in a mix. And then, yeah, and it just tastes so good with chicken. Like, it's freaking amazing. It has a nice light sweetness to it, but it's really, really good. Like, I'll have to send you a jar one day.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But no, like, yeah, honey dill sauce has been around for quite some time. I think, you know, when I didn't even see when it was made, when they first made it. Let's see here. Oh, it doesn't even say a year it was made, but anyways. But yeah, so it's a really popular chicken finger dipping sauce that we have here in Manitoba, and it's a favorite of everybody, of like all the restaurants and stuff and everything. So it's a really good sauce. Like, I would recommend it to anybody. And I mean, if any of our like friends want to try it, let me know. I can ship you a jar. It's fine.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you know, honey dill sauce is like, yeah, very popular within the Manitoba region.
Now, would you put it on like scrambled eggs, or probably not, eh?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. No, it's pretty much just good for chicken. Like, oh, I have okay. never had it. Well, you know what? French fries are okay too with it. Like, I have dipped French fries in it, and like it, and it tastes pretty good with French fries too.
Nice. Yeah, because I know with scrambled eggs, sometimes I put like dill in it. So I was like, oh, honey dill sauce, maybe. But as you said,
yeah, you never know.
I gotta get that jar and I'll give it a try. Oh my god, future episode, we should do like a video stream where we're just trying like different foods. Pardon me.
Yeah, that would be a good idea. But yeah, I'll definitely have to send you a jar of this one day, because yeah, it's very popular here in Manitoba.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when I was trying to figure out my food to like say to you, oh, like Toronto has these good foods, or Ontario has these good foods, the only things I could think of were like, I call them basic people foods. So I was like, oh, the croissants and fish and chips and schnitzel are very good here. And it's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, Manitoba has that too. But it's like, does it? Does it really? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking up like top foods or whatever. So honey dill sauce came up in Manitoba, as well as bison. Apparently you guys are like big on the bison meat.
Yeah, bison burgers, bison everything. Yeah, bison's is pretty popular here, except I'm like, we have this thing called Red River X, and like we went one year and me and Doug both had some bison burgers. We got so sick from it.
Oh no.
Since then we haven't, like, we were seriously like puking colors we've never seen before. So it's like, yeah, no, we're not doing that again. But I mean like other places could be different, right? I mean, maybe it was just the one place. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I remember that.
That's a TMI story.
Oh, no, that's fine. We were talking about zombies earlier, so I'm sure that you felt like the ooze of the zombies coming out earlier. Yeah. That's great. Okay, are there any specific pizza toppings that are like known in Winnipeg or Manitoba versus anywhere else?
Not that I'm aware of. What about in Ontario?
No, I think it's basic for us too. Cause like, although
yeah, honey, I think it's basic across Canada.
Yeah, yeah. Honey apparently is a big thing on pizza.
Really?
Yeah, like this honey glaze so stuff. And I'm like, I don't know about that, but people swear by it. So.
Yeah, that's a little crazy.
But I mean, I'm the riskiest person I know in that I'll go cheese with pineapple. I'm one of those pineapple on pizza people. Are you a pineapple on pizza or no?
You know what? Pizza's pizza to me. I don't really care.
I feel like how our pal Tom has the do you eat olives question, we should have the, like, do you put pineapple on pizza question could be ours, or like something along those lines that we both love that, like, maybe someone else doesn't, or that one of us loves that the other one doesn't. So yeah. What are foods that you hate?
I don't like olives.
Yeah, I was
sorry, Tom. I think what else is there? You know what? I'm not really that picky when it comes to food. I'm usually like open to trying different kinds of foods and everything. So, but yeah, I don't like olives. I don't like anchovies. I'm not really a fan of jalapenos.
Mushrooms or no?
Other than that, oh, I love mushrooms.
Not a mushrooms guy. Not a mushrooms guy.
See, that could be the question.
That could be ours. Are you mushrooms or not mushrooms? Okay, I'm writing that down.
Mushrooms I can do. Like, I like it on, like, on pizza or, like, in stir fry. Like, it's really good in Chinese stir fry, that's for sure.
Yeah, because...
Sometimes in spaghetti, like, spaghetti sauce sometimes there's some. But, yeah, I don't mind mushrooms.
Can't do it. Anytime I get mushrooms, I'm just like, I've tried them because... it's not even a blah thing at first, because as you can tell if you've listened to any of the episodes of Nattering with E, I'm quite insecure. So the reason I bring that up is because if I dislike something, I'm like, do I really dislike it, or like I can't make a firm decision of like, yes, I hate this. It's like, no, I'll try it just to prove that, like, I hate it, sort of thing. So it's like, if I haven't had mushrooms in a while, I'll suddenly eat mushrooms just to be like, look, this is why I hate it. And it's like, I'll eat a bunch, my face will turn green, and I'll be like, I hate it. I'm giving it a chance, but I hate it. So.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's so funny.
Going back to my list of positive things in Ontario, one thing... Okay, the basic, I have two things, actually. One is my basic answer. I mean, you could obviously compete with this because it's like the prairies, but like the scenery in like Collingwood or some of these other cities outside of Toronto is like absolutely stunning, where you mm-hmm. say to yourself, there's no better place in the world. And then I'll speak to you, SJ, and you'll be like, no, come to Manitoba. Like, it's freaking stunning out there too. Like, we're the prairies. Hello. It's all flat surfaces, but it's nice out there.
I was just gonna say, we're pretty flat.
I hear like Alberta is nice. Man. I hear Alberta, like Banff, like that side of things is very nice, and Edmonton is like but
okay. I've always wanted to go check out Drumheller, though.
What side's that on?
Alberta.
Alberta, yeah.
Yeah, it's in Alberta. It's like Drumheller. It's like they have. It's like a dinosaur place. Like, oh. Yeah. It's. I heard it's pretty cool there. So one day.
We should do an episode on like dinosaurs and the Ninja Turtles and all that jazz.
Hey, whatever. It's our podcast. We can do what we want, right?
Yeah. I have so many ideas that and then the other thing is like wrestling, like indie wrestling here is its own beast, or wrestling just generally, like whether it's a new promotion or it's an old, or it's a promotion that's been around for like 10 years, they sell out. Like, people in Ontario, they love their wrestling, and like I think when you, because there's a couple of big promotions called like Greek Town Wrestling, and then Greek Town, and then C4 out in Ottawa. Anyways, Greek Town had RVD come to the show, and like, you know me, I freaking love RVD, so I was totally there. Mm-hmm. And then after that,
you're probably fanboying in the corner there.
Oh, it was amazing. He came out to Jordan came with me, and Dan, who I mentioned earlier, also came with, and our other friend Paulo, and we were taking bets. Like, is he going to come out to Walk? Is he going to come out to One of a Kind? Is he going to come out to some generic music? And he came out to One of a Kind, and Jordan and I were just like standing up, and we were like RVD. And now that he's coming out to Walk and AW, I'm just like, I get it, but like, I don't know. Do you listen to Gorilla Brain, like those podcasts, Kevin Rogue's group of pods?
When I get a chance to, yeah, I haven't listened to it lately, but I have listened before.
Yeah, so reason I bring that up is I think it was Kevin or Al or Duke. God, it could have been one of the three. I'll flip a coin and decide who it is. But anyways, one of them was like that other company where the billionaire just plays with his action figures is like the one that RVD's in now. And I was like, oh, what a way to describe AEW.
Nice.
I was like, it's
That's
so
awesome.
true. It's so true though, if you look at the booking. Like, he literally just must play with his action figures in the back. Have you been to Ottawa before or no?
Yes, I've been to Ottawa. I went to Ottawa for my 30th birthday 1 year, because I went to Ottawa Comic Con.
Oh, nice. Nice.
And I went there to meet Norman Reedus from Walking Dead, as well as the guys from Boondock Saints.
Oh, amazing.
So I
Amazing.
met all three of them. And then I got a solo picture with Norman Reedus. And then I got a solo picture with all three of them.
That's amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, so yeah, I've been to Ottawa.
I went there like grade eight, so like almost 20 years, no, longer than 20 years, maybe 25 years ago. Anyway, so I can't remember, but C4 Wrestling is out there, which is Evil Uno and Stu Grayson's promotion from Dark Order. So like,
Okay, nice.
so they put on like so many good matches, for instance. So I got to get out there just for the wrestling alone. So,
Yeah, for sure.
yeah, at the office, we have a satellite office in Ottawa. So I'll say to my 9 to 5, if you guys want to fly me out to Ottawa, I'll totally go. And they'll be like, I don't think you will. And I'm like, no, I'm gonna watch wrestling and then I'll go to the
Yeah,
office
why not?
So what else do you have for your Manitoba?
Well, we also have this restaurant food chain that's been here since 1931. It's called Salisbury House. And pretty much what it is, it's like a breakfast, brunch, lunch place, supper. It's really good. It's a very popular restaurant here. A lot of the families gather there for anything, for like lunch, breakfast. They go there after church, all those kind of things. But yeah, other than that, though, and it was named after a steak. Obviously, that's what the owner said. So, and yeah, so it's one of our favorite restaurants here in Winnipeg. We have about eight different stores like within the city. And we actually, and then the owner that was the owner of this back in 1931, he didn't like the name of hamburgers, so he gave it his own name. So he calls their burgers nips.
Nips.
They're called nips. Like, they have like Mr. Big Nip, Chili Nip, Big Earl Nip. Yeah, it's a really awesome restaurant. They have great food, and their coleslaw is phenomenal. And they all and the on the plus side, they always have coupons every week. I get them emailed to me every week, so yeah, so they have coupons every week. But yeah, they have it's like an all day breakfast local restaurant, like all day breakfast, lunch, supper. It's been around since 1931. I think at one point, Burton Cummings owned one of the restaurants that we had. At one point, I think. Yeah,
That's
I think it was
awesome.
like on Main Street here, there was one, but then that one, he he sold to someone else, and then it ended up not getting taken care of, and then it closed.
Oh.
I actually have a funny story to tell you about Nips.
Sure.
So Doug went to a Bomber game with my niece and my brother-in-law, and I wasn't there. I can't remember where I was or whatever, right? So then he dropped his Nip burger, and then he tells my niece, he was like, is that considered a Nip slip? I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, that's hilarious.
That's tremendous.
But yeah, he's like, yeah, that's what he said. I'm like, oh, only he would say that.
That's fantastic. That is awesome.
I know, it's called Salisbury House. Like I said, they have a really good menu, and it's Winnipeg based, and you can't get their food anywhere else but here. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
Nice. I gotta.
Is there any like outstanding restaurants in your that like aren't anywhere else?
Trying to think. All the good ones like have unfortunately shut down because of COVID and things like that. Like there used to be some really good mom and pop fish and chips stores that were good.
Oh.
But yeah,
oh, nice.
They're long gone because of COVID and all the big chain stores stuck around. Dude. Yeah. Because I was when you asked me is there any store or restaurant that's unique to you guys, I was gonna be like, have you heard of Subway? But everybody's heard of Subway.
Oh, there's a Subway right across the street from my house.
those 12 foot.
I still gotta try that foot long cookie though.
I was like, oh my god, oh my god, unreal, unbelievable.
I'm gonna try that shit no matter what. It's a cookie.
Yeah, me too. I'm the same.
Yep.
I gotta come out to Winnipeg not only to meet you but also for Salisbury House. So Salisbury House.
Yeah, Salisbury House.
Salisbury House, and then what's the place that sold the Goog?
That's Bridge Drive-In, BDI.
Yeah, gotta go there too. Yeah. So I know it's winter all year.
Oh yeah, they're really winter.
I know it's winter all year around in Winnipeg, but is it ever warm enough for us to go sit outside?
I think our warmest times are usually probably like late June, and I think we have like summer for like 2 months. So that's one of the negative things I don't like about our province, but yeah, we have like summer for like I think 2 months, June, July, that's it. August, like, it could vary. Sometimes we get snow in August or even in May.
Crazy.
There was one time we went camping, actually. It was for May long weekend. We went camping and it got so freaking cold. We woke up the next morning, there was snow on our tents.
Oh man.
And it was in the middle of freaking May. I'm like, are you kidding me? It ended up melting right away, but I was not happy camper, literally. I was not a happy camper.
Yeah.
Like, oh my god. I was like, no. Ugh. I'm like, that's it. I'm never camping in May again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, for negative aspects in Toronto or Ontario generally, it's I could be here forever. We could have like a 6-hour podcast on the negatives.
Yeah,
just trying to be positive. So I'll skip out of the negatives, which was my last note for Ontario. I'll just.
Oh yeah, no, no worries. It's all good.
Yeah. Do you have more for Manitoba, or should we get to the game?
I mean, I just had couple more. Like, I mean, we have like this other festival called Festival de Voyageurs. It's like a winter festival that we have every year in February. Mm-hmm. And pretty much what it is, it's like you experience, it's an outdoor festival, obviously, in the middle of the winter. Like, so it could be like minus 40, 50 Celsius and people will still be there. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, music, and they have like really nice ice sculptures that are sculpted by professionals. And also they have a lot of like Métis and First Nations art that they sell. And they also make maple syrup lollipops in snow.
What? How good are they?
They're actually really good. Like they're very, it's very good. Like it's like very sweet and everything, but it's so good. But I mean, like the last time I've been to Festival de Voyageurs was probably when I was like in grade school. So,
It's been a while.
Yeah, but I mean, it's definitely something that I feel I'm taking for granted because it's such an amazing festival. I'm hoping one year to go check it out again, but for this year, it hasn't been really to do it as successful as they do every year because we barely got any snow this year. They're literally using squares of hay to make sculptures.
Oh, wow.
Because there's not enough snow, but which is a good thing. I'm not going to lie, but definitely defeats the purpose of Festival de Voyageur.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and then they have like river walks where you can walk and skate on the river too. And they have sculptures along the river path that you're walking. So you're literally walking on the river.
That's awesome. I think Ottawa does that too, where they have like they freeze the canal or something like that.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I did have a couple more things, but we can go on to the game.
No. Continue your stuff.
No, well, I just had like I just had one more. We have this professional bakery in our city. It's like Winnipeg based. It's called Jeannie's Bakery. This bakery has been around since like probably 1936.
Nice.
And it's been a family tradition for a lot of families throughout the years. Like, their cakes are amazing. Like, they're the only bakery that makes their cakes on top of cookies. Like, there's a cookie at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you, like, cut the pieces and you have a cookie at the bottom of the cake.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, they have, like, other different, like, pastries and desserts and stuff, but their cakes are definitely top seller. When my parents were alive, that was their go-to cake. Like every year we would buy them a Jeannie's cake for like anniversaries, birthdays, whatever. It's because we pretty much grew up with that cake.
Yeah.
Like, that's what my mom always got us to every year, right? So
that's awesome.
But other than that though, like that's pretty much all I have for Friendly Manitoba.
Sounds great. I hear actually, because you've traveled more than I have between like Ontario and Manitoba. So one thing I've heard is that, like, Ontario is completely different than the rest of the country. So do you find that, like, the people are nicer in Manitoba versus Ontario or little things like that or not really, or can't really tell?
Walking around-wise around the city here in Winnipeg, yes, people are nice. Driver-wise, no, they're assholes. and I mean, in Toronto, like all the times that I've been to Ontario, it seems like a lot of the people like keep to themselves kind of thing. They don't really socialize with you. Like they stick to their own groups. When I was at a Comic-Con there, like, yeah, people would like stick to their own groups. They barely talk to other strangers. It was really weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's very cliquey in Toronto, I find. But then, like, if you get out to, like, Collingwood or Burlington or Hamilton or places like that, like, everybody tries to schmooze with everybody. So it's nice that way.
Actually, my sister and my brother-in-law, they're in Toronto right now.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Like, and vacation? She
actually said, no, they're visiting my niece who lives up there.
Nice.
It's funny, though, because my sister texted me a picture of a logo earlier today. And there's a restaurant called, what was it?
Shoeless Joe's?
Yeah. So she sent me the logo because it was SJ.
Oh, nice. Amazing.
She's like, look, it's your restaurant. I'm like, yeah. But yeah, so she sent me a picture of that today. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, that's my restaurant.
That's awesome. Yeah. They're good for like chicken wings and, they were good for beer, but now that like everything's gone up because of inflation here, that they jacked the prices. So like, if you're not into craft beer but into regular beer, stuff like Coors Light is now like $12 as opposed to like $5. So you're like, oh god.
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. So before we hop into the game, right before we came on, I tweeted out that if you contacted me or SJ, we would be thrilled to answer any of your questions. So the one question we got today came from our good buddy, the Irish Misfit himself, and basically the behind the scenes guru of every podcast we both listen to be honest with you. So he asked, Whose city has the better poutine, Toronto or Winnipeg? And SJ had a great answer to this before. So SJ, what was your answer?
My answer is none of us. Because let's face it, like Montreal, from what I've heard, Montreal has like the best poutines in Canada. I still have yet to try them, but no, definitely not Winnipeg. And like I don't know about Toronto, but I know definitely Winnipeg. We only have the poutinery here. But like yeah, like there hasn't really been any poutines that caught my eye, really, but I don't know. What about in Toronto?
We have poutinerie as well. We also have like some various like restaurants that offer poutine. Poutine's actually how I discovered that I'm lactose intolerant because apparently cheese and fries does not agree with my stomach. So, but yeah.
Understandable. Yeah,
Yeah. I
no, I
remember.
think Montreal wins.
Yeah. Montreal's great. I once had the when I was in Montreal about 10, 11 years ago now. Geez, too long. I got to go back to Montreal. Oh, hear me out. We should meet up in Montreal, do an episode, and then be like Fridge A on the road or something like
That'd be, but I'd have to wait at least a year because I used up all my vacation for this year already.
Yeah. Nice. Nice.
It's done. All my vacation's all booked up for the year.
That's fair. Yeah, I got another week left that I gotta plan out or something. But I take a trip. I take a week off around my birthday every year, no matter the job that I have. So,
Nice.
other people just take a
Oh, awesome.
day.
Well, that's good.
Other people just take a day, but I take the whole week. I'm like, screw it.
Well, yeah, why not? Like, I have a week off coming up in May, actually. And then I'm off for Niagara Falls Con, and then I'm off in October for Frightmare by the Falls. So I'm going to Niagara Falls twice this year.
Oh, nice. Nice. Is Brendan coming up with his family for either of those or?
Not that I'm aware of, but I am going to visit them in May.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we wind down, we are going to play a game with we've got a few minutes left here. So here's the game. It's called F How Frigid Are You? As the podcast is called Frigid A, we are going to test out our trivia knowledge of various things, both funny and actual trivia questions. So, as one of the best national sports in the country, hockey, our first question for SJ is who in the NHL is known as the $1 man? Now, this is multiple choice, so it's any of these four guys, basically. A, Chris Draper. B, Wayne Gretzky, C, John Beliveau, or D, Terry Sawchuk. The $1 man.
$1 man. Like I said, I watch hockey, but I don't really follow it hardcore.
Yeah, no worries.
I enjoy watching it, but yeah. What was the multiple choice again?
A, Chris Draper, B, Wayne Gretzky, C, Jean Beliveau, or D, Terry Sawchuk.
For some reason, for some reason, I like my thinking is keeps on developing towards Chris Draper. I think I recall my dad talking about him. Yeah, I'm gonna go with Chris Draper.
You are correct. Chris Draper is the $1 man in 1991. He was traded to the Detroit Red Wings for $1 USD.
Oh.
He had,
Yeah, I remember that story. My dad told me about
he ended up
that.
playing for Detroit for pretty much the rest of his career. 1,100 and 37 games. He scored 158 goals in his career, and he won four Stanley Cups with the Detroit Red Wings. So,
Nice.
whichever team sold him for a buck, joke's on you, buddy, because he was very successful.
Yep.
Our next question is Limp Bizkit band member or musician from Manitoba? So I'll throw out five different names, and you have to tell me if they're a Limp Bizkit band member or musician from Manitoba. All right?
Okay.
A, Fred Durst.
Oh, he's a Limp Bizkit guy.
Yeah. B, J.P.
Limp Bizkit lead singer, obviously.
Yeah. B, J.P. Ho.
J.P. Ho. I'm going to guess he's a Manitoba.
You are correct. You are correct. He's a folk singer. Question C. John Otto. Is he a Limp Bizkit band member or musician from Manitoba?
That's definitely Limp Bizkit. I know Limp Bizkit. I'm wearing a shirt, damn it. I know Limp Bizkit.
Partially cheating because she's wearing a shirt. D, Limp Bizkit band member or musician from Manitoba? John K. Sampson.
John K. Sampson. I think he's from Manitoba.
You are correct.
I've heard that name before.
You are correct. John K. Sampson is also the lead singer of the now defunct alternative rock band, The Weaker Thans.
The Weaker Thans! I forgot about them. Holy
yeah,
crap!
Yeah, he's the yeah, he was the lead singer. Yeah. And nice. 2E, Limp Bizkit band member or musician from Manitoba, Sam Rivers.
Oh, that's Limp Bizkit. Hands down, that's one that's getting hands down.
We couldn't get SJ to not pick Limp Bizkit. So there we go. She knows all her music. question.
Damn right I do. No, I'm kidding.
How frigid are you? Ooh, that was a little frosty of a response. I guess pretty frigid.
Hey, I didn't work in a music store for nothing, okay?
Yeah. Question number three. What animal has the largest breeding den in Manitoba? This is multiple choice. A, grizzly bears. B, red-sided garter snakes. C, golden retrievers. Or D, beluga whales.
The garter snakes.
You are correct. You're correct.
Because we have a snake pit here. We have a snake pit here, and they, like, breed like crazy.
Apparently in the spring, according to Google, they come out they breed in the thousands.
Yep. That's why it's called the snake pit.
So when Samuel L. Jackson was saying these MF and snakes on a plane, he was not referring to living in Manitoba, as there are too many of these ones. Here's just a general question for you. Which province is bigger in land than Ontario?
Northwest Territories.
And the correct answer is Quebec. Quebec is apparently the biggest province in Ontario. Yep. I mean in Canada.
Wow.
The biggest province in Ontario. Oh man, what a flub that is. Biggest province in Canada. I thought it was Northwest
Territories. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Biggest province in
Canada.
You
learn something new every day.
Yep. And our final question is, what is one famous dessert that originated in Manitoba but is popular all over North America and has a chain based around it?
And it's a dessert. Butter tarts?
No, butter tarts are apparently Ontario only. Do you want a
we
guess?
We have butter tarts here.
apparently it originated in Ontario. So do you want another clue?
Sure.
The name of the chain is 7-Eleven.
Oh, Slurpees!
You are correct. Slurpees originated.
Slurpee Capital, baby. Slurpee Capital.
Slurpees originated in Manitoba. I mean, I've seen people get Slurpees at like 9 a.m. So would you consider them a dessert or do you consider them just like you can get any time?
Honestly, I used to be addicted to Slurpees. I would get Slurpees like every freaking day. Like until I like cut down to like my dieting and exercising. Like I used to have Slurpees every freaking day. Like you wouldn't believe how many Slurpees I've
Oh,
had.
yeah. To quote HK,
Yeah, trust me. I
yeah.
got Brandon would know about my he would
Yeah.
know about my Slurpee addiction.
I
Like
bet.
every time we would talk, what are you doing? I'm having a Slurpee. Of course you
Yeah.
are.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, I've had, I think I've only had one ever. I might be wrong,
Are
but
you serious?
I'm
Wow.
more of a milkshake guy than a
Yeah.
Slurpee guy, so that's my jam.
Yeah, when I was thinking about stuff about Manitoba, I was like, not only are we the Slurpee capital, but we are also the murder capital, so we would murder someone for a Slurpee.
Actually, that's good to know because it also tees up our guest for next week. SJ, do you want to tell us about who's coming on next week?
So for next week, we're going to have my good friend Matt from high school. He's currently a announcer for the junior hockey leagues in Alberta. So we're going to be doing an episode on hockey, and yeah, we're just going to shoot the shit and talk about hockey.
And
Should be
what about
fun.
his podcast?
And he also has a podcast. Let me just pull it up here. I don't know it offhand, but I will pull it up. I do have it saved on my Spotify.
I remember he said in the notes that he looks at like various murders that no one is talking about or something like that.
Yeah, he does like murder mystery stuff. Like he talks about unsolved murder mysteries and everything across Canada.
Nice,
Yeah,
well,
it's called the Criminal Soup.
oh, nice, the criminal soup, so yes,
Yeah, and
well,
it's on Spotify, so you can definitely check it out on there. But yeah, so he'll be joining us next Sunday.
yeah, that
Or
sounds
next,
good,
yeah.
that's great, yeah, so we'll be recording that next Sunday, and then we'll have that episode up on Visionaries Global Media as always, and also on the Nattering with the channel wherever you want to get it. Also, before we go, SJ, I think I was texting you about this yesterday. So, big news for us: our episode on top five Canadian bands received 55 listens. Which, like, we don't care about the numbers one way or another, but the fact that 55 people actually tuned in and listened to the full episode, like, wow, man! Like, how cool is that? You know.
That's so awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, and we're also working on stickers for Frigidae. So they're in the works. And
Yeah, our good friend Haley.
yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah, our good friend Haley's in the process of working on that for us.
Yeah, so you can reach out to us, and we'll figure out a way how to ship them out to you. And yeah, so before we go, as always, you can find me at Nattering with E on Instagram, Nattering with E on the podcast channels, and E underscore Freeds on Twitter. I refuse to call it X because X is for my exes. SJ, where can we find you?
So, you can find me on Twitter. I go by Carnival of Chaos. So not only am I doing this podcast here, I also have ROH Revelry with their social media. So you'll be seeing me share some of their stuff every so often. And yeah, I'm also on Instagram at Carnival of Chaos as well, with a K.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, this has been a blast. And SJ, as it is cold outside still for some reason, I hope that you are warm and neither of us fall in any snow. I don't know.
Oh, I don't need to fall again. Fuck that shit.
We that shit. Fuck that shit will be our closing line. On that note, fuck that shit.
Sorry.
No worries. No worries at all. No worries at all. All right. Thanks again, as always. And we'll thank you for brewing along with us. I don't know. We'll work on that. That's a work in progress. If you love the episode, please comment and let us know either on our socials or on Visionaries links for our pods or Nattering with Ease links for our pods, what you would suggest our closing line should be. So we have F that. Burr, it's cold, and see you soon. All right, bye.
Yeah.